And the Gens are again losing possession. Bournemouth now looking to skip down the left-hand side. Here's James Oliver. Skips the challenge of Taylor Jones. And now it looks as if it's 2-on-3 here. In the box is Ryan Kavan. And it's flipped in, it's played in, and it's a goal! Kavan Williams was there. And he's knocked the ball in for the Cherries. 24 minutes on the clock. It's 1-0 to Bournemouth.
Absolutely outstanding work down the wing there. And the finish for Williams. It takes a slight deflection, but it goes into the bottom right-hand corner, and Bournemouth, out of almost nothing, a quick counter-attack, they take the early lead here. 24 minutes gone, it's Bournemouth 1, Cardiff City 0.
Great run down the left-hand side from James Oliver, skipped the challenge of Taylor Jones, put the ball in towards the box, and that was Kavan Williams to poke the ball home past the keeper. It was bobbling as it found the right-hand corner past Jamie Cogman for Cardiff. Not long left to go now. Maybe one more chance in it for Cardiff City. And the block there made from the substituting Kroll. And it's cleared away by Cameron Plain. Goodness me, what was he thinking? He tried to clear the ball away. He picked it up. And there was substitute James Kroll, who just got the block in. And Cameron Plain was chasing and chasing. Couldn't pick up the ball in time. That could have been the mistake that led to the equaliser. Cardiff now with a bit of momentum as they play the ball up towards the midfield and past the box and out for a goal kick. Cameron Plain almost gave away this victory for Bournemouth.
Cameron Plain, I lift my head up and he's running back to goal with the ball, heading towards the centre of the net, diving, pushes it just wide, and he could have been the real villain of tonight's game if that had gone in.
Well, you always look for a hero, but you don't look for a villain in these sort of games. And now the run here from Jake Adams to try and clear the ball away from the goalkeeper, who's lost out in possession. It's dropped from Murray. Murray keeps the ball in his possession. Murray, he's got support as well. Murray couldn't quite get hold of it. Murray again with the shot. And it's saved this time by Jamie Cogman. And there is the full-time whistle. The Cherries have won this one. Just won this game. Bournemouth 1. Cardiff City 0. Cardiff hands on their heads again, just like the Barnet game. Players have gone down. Huge roars from the fans to our left-hand side. Huge sighs of relief from the bench. What an ending to this game.
Well, overall, it's not been the most exciting of ties, Matt Ponter, but wow, what a finale. What a cracking 10 minutes of football that was. Bournemouth defending to the very last man. Cardiff relentless in their pursuits to try and get that goal to take it to extra time. But after leading for so long, credit has got to go to Bournemouth. After getting a man sent off with 10 minutes to go, Luke Pardo with a rash challenge with a straight red card. They had to play the final 10, the one-man deficit. And what can you say? Full credit to Alan Connell and his side. But Cardiff, you'd like to think, really, overall, they should have done slightly better, Matt.
Maybe so, but it's the home fans here at the Vitality that get to see another game here again in the fifth round. I'm sure perhaps both of us will be here for that game. Neil Diamond, go on, take it away.